This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The latest round, and I'm pretty sure it's the 8th of U.S.-China trade talks, wrapped up in Beijing last week. The agenda was basically same-same: intellectual property, forced technology transfer, the really big sticky issues. What is not being discussed much? Opening the Chinese market to this country's biggest technology companies. Facebook, Google, Amazon, Twitter, and all the rest. Their main operations as we know them in the United States just don't exist in China. So Marketplace's Jennifer Pack sent along this postcard from Shanghai, what a Google-less internet looks like over there.
The first thing I like to do when I get into the office is to check the latest news. So open a web browser and let's see, what do we have? News.google.com. Doesn't work, it's not loading. It says this site can't be reached. That's usually a sign that it's been blocked.
Some blocks are partial, like Marketplace's website loads fine, but the search function doesn't work. China's Great Firewall, as it's often referred to, helps the authorities restrict the flow of information in and out of the country. But on the streets of Shanghai, most Chinese people don't notice the absence of big U.S. tech firms, because instead of Google, they have Baidu Search, Baidu Drive, and Baidu Maps. Instead of Facebook, Twitter, and WhatsApp, they have Weibo and WeChat. Instead of YouTube or Netflix, they have Youku, iQIYI, and Tencent videos. And Chinese apps work well, like rideshare platform Didi.
Oh, great. I got a cab.
See you there, 师傅.
Didi crushed Uber in China. And Chinese tech firms have been innovative. E-commerce giant JD.com was offering same-day grocery deliveries in China years before Amazon even had the service in the U.S. To pay for the ride, I use WeChat, a super app that also allows me to book movie tickets or send documents to my sources. And as an official WeChat video shows, you can use the app to update your friends throughout the day. Except what's being said is monitored. And the censorship is getting more sophisticated. Like, recently, we tried to send a GIF of a Chinese reporter doing an epic eye roll during a big Communist Party meeting. It never arrived for the intended recipient. And we didn't have an error message that it wasn't sent. So, when I make Skype calls, and I want some privacy from the Chinese government, or want to access the internet outside of China, I use something called a virtual private network, or VPN. This can slow things down. A lot.
Why?
Hello.
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 About 3 minutes into a call with my parents in Canada, the connection starts dropping.
Right?
You're breaking up.
Breaking up.
So
in these instances, I have to check if it's the internet connection that's the problem. Is it the VPN? Is it the app that I'm using that's the problem? Do I have to change servers on the VPN? You know, it could be a number of things, and the amount of time it takes to figure all of this out. I'm already, 14 minutes into this, trying to make a call.
Imagine trying to reach your headquarters in the U.S. or trying to share a big file with them. But there are U.S. firms thriving in China, like Apple. In exchange, Apple has had to remove VPNs from its app store, shift Chinese user information to a data center run by a local partner. It's the price to pay to access China's internet users, now 2.5 times the size of the U.S. population. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.